Let God define your destiny and let your life grow into it. Don't let life define your destiny, because then you'll think God's asking too much of you. Your life's not defining your destiny. God is. And God's going to use your life to grow you into your destiny. That's a big thing, that. Too many people take their cue from who they are or what they're going through or what they're experiencing or how they are challenged. That's not how. If you do that, the devil will always be throwing something in your face to discourage you about your destiny. You can't. You've got to say, God's given me a destiny, and life now is going to exercise me and be an aid to reaching my destiny. Now, this is good too. Let your true burden in your heart and not your abilities define your destiny. Let the burden that's in your heart that God put there and not your abilities define your destiny. What does God put in your heart to do for him? Let that define your destiny and not your abilities. Don't say, well, God, I can't do this. That's what Moses did. You remember? Well, Lord, I can't go there and I can't speak. Man, don't let that define the fact that Moses was going to one day be the lawgiver of Israel. I like this. Listen to this. Let the inspiration in your soul raise you up to answer the call on your life. Let the inspiration in your soul raise you up to answer the call on your life. Stop looking at your abilities and inabilities or what people are saying about you. Let that inspiration in you drive you forward and raise you up and make you to the wonderful person you are. And look at the circumstances and the good and the bad and the hard and the easy that comes your way as part of the exercise. That's why you can't cheat. That's why you can't lie. That's why you can't steal. That's why you can't go around. You've got to face what comes your way, because in facing it and conquering it, you qualify yourself for the dream that God has put in your heart. Don't run from what God's put in front of you. Face it and go through it. Don't quit. Stay faithful to the heavenly vision. No. Let the inspiration in your soul raise you up to answer the call on your life. Let the inspiration in your soul raise you up to answer the call on your life. Don't advertise the cheap shots, only the special moments. Boy, people like to sit down and talk about, well, you know, I had a call from someone, and they said this, and oh boy, I got a letter from them, and they said, and oh boy, you wouldn't believe what I saw at the mall, and oh boy, hey, what are you doing being a billboard for the enemy of your destiny?
That's right.
Share with us what God showed you. Share with us what God revealed you. Share with us what God blessed you with. Now here's another biggie. God can only use the available. God can only use the available. If you aren't available to God, he can't use you. Are you available? Well, I'm waiting for God to do this. Hey, are you available? That gives me my next statement. God can